Parshas Eker. Nachal Yisamo Hashem Rakhashem Mimo. Says King of the Year is Hashem Rakhashem. And Hashem only wants year. All that was called the Rakhav. To go on all of his ways. Lavr is Say to Rotem. Lavr is Hashem Rakhashem. Chol Rokho. Chol Nafshecho. The other third is part of the Nishmar is Mitzvah Hashem is itself to be shown in the Mitzvah in the Chukim, shown us Mitzvah Kahajon, that I'm giving it to them. So the Medrash says on this Pasuk that because Baruch Hu comes to God with another, Rabbi Melchizedek says, Afa Shalti Nishi Zem Rusa Avakesh. That one thing I'm asking, Shippi Rishi Zem Chayim Echayay, Pasuk Zem Hashem, Lomachim Echoloi, so the person says, you ask the one, then you start saying, you want Shittish Hashem, and then you want Lashish, you want the Vakar, after the Mim Hashem, and the Vakar, oh, you ask them more than one thing. He says, Mim, call them out, I learned from you also. You did the same thing. You ask them, what does Moshe want from you? Kikim Vira. And also Abba and Avodah, and Shmira and Mitzvahs and the Chukim, and Blessed the Chol Rokhav also. So you said for one, and then you asked the five things. So I did the same thing with you. That's plus of a minute. Obviously, the medrash, the point of the medrash is saying that what's shot in the pasuk now says kim yira, and just Russia just wants only wants this to just yira Hashem, navas Hashem, tzirik has broken all the mitzvahs, do everything that he wants, and Russia just wants to do, he should do everything. That's all he wants. I mean, what is the pasuk telling me? Obviously, the pasuk is telling me that Russia asks for one thing. From that one thing, you get everything else. Person asks for year, and person has year shemayim, and the Melech will go to the step of the Lechus B'chol Rokhov, Avos Hashem, Avodas Hashem, Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and the Chukim. But the first step is year shemayim. So Etzem, Person asks for one thing, which is year shemayim, and that's all. Etzem, we this concept that Yira is the foundation of the Yisoid, which takes us to the other Chalakim of Avodas Hashem, to Avos Hashem. The Rambam talks about that Yira and Ava go together. The Rambam in Yisoid Yisrael, the Rambam talks about that the person really is cyclical, that the person is misplaced in how great a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, and how lowly and how limited and how a human being is. So he has Gvaldika or the Yira. At the same time, at that moment, he contemplates, well, the Bereshit is so great, and I'm so little, and Bereshit still cares about me. So I have Gvaldika Abbas, but it's worthwhile. He's going to love me, even though he's so big and I'm so small. So that moment of Yira creates the moment of Ava. So the person feels that Gvaldika Abbas, but it's worthwhile. And then he cycles back. Well, he starts feeling that Abbas, but look how little I am, etc. And it cycles back and forth. In the world of Yira Betzim translates the awareness, the correct translation of Yira, the morale in their time, says, talks about the second mission, and others, says, the Himara Shemayim Aleichem. He says, why do you talk about Yira Shemayim? There's nowhere a language of Abbas Shemayim. You talk about Abbas Hashem. You talk about Yira Hashem. Well, what's Yira Shemayim? So he says this point, which the Rambam touches on, is that the Shemayim is nothing higher than the Shemayim. The awareness of that we're so far removed from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the distance between a human being and his creator, the difference between a creation and a creator is such a distance that the result has to be awe. Ava is not, the feeling of Ava is the connection. I feel close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not the distance. I feel how much Kodesh Baruch Hu has done for me, how much he's there for me, and that creates a feeling of Ava. So Ava is not the world of distance, it's the world of closeness. Yira is the world of distance. And now we call it Yira Shemayim. But the correct question is, Shemayim is to me magdish how much we feel ourselves limited vis-a-vis Kodesh Baruch Hu. talking about the idea that the year is the awareness of this distance. Yira translates into, when we talk about, so we have a language of Vina Malkeinu. Vina is the language which we use talking about the need of Abba, the feeling of closeness, the relationship of father to a child, the relationship of a melech to his servants. That relationship is expressed really in their fear, and their pachad, in the awe, the power of the king, the authority of the king creates this feeling of avidus in the Avinu Malkeinu. We have in Avinu Malkeinu, you have the feeling of the distance. The melech is so much removed. A true melech is so much removed from the rest of the nation, of his people, and the av is the closeness. We don't relate to this idea of a melech, but even which has time and mogus in his hands. And the Rebbe talks about it in one place. He says that we've lost, the person took away from us a very important instrument, which we don't deserve. The person took it away. That being able to be misguided from malchus down here, what it means malchus over Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says that the malchus which has the ability of time has a melech which has true melech which has time and mogus in his hands. And a person would sit there and stand in front of the king and tremble because of a false move, would have his head chopped off. We don't relate to that. We don't have that concept of a melech. There's a famous Yidden Eretz Yisrael that gave Tzedek. His father was a melech. His father was the king of Swaziland, and he actually had the power of Chaim and Mogus. And he writes from one place, and he writes, you know, that when you have these intelligent leaders and people come to speak to him, they couldn't get their word out. They would stand in front of the king and they just couldn't get the word out because the pachad of standing in front of the king. His father was, a short man, but you weren't allowed to be taller than the king. They would come in and bench, if you were taller than the king, you had to bend over. And you come in trembling in front of the king. So Russian took away from us that feeling of mouth. The feeling of that pachat, that of that distance of the melech is the melech, and there's nobody else like the melech. He's a nice guy, sweet guy, but the bottom line, he's the melech. We don't have that relationship. But we don't have an understanding of that relationship. That's the true malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person is explaining the malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael Shem Lekeinu Hashem Echad is malchus. And we need to hear in that malchus that there's nothing else in the priya. There's no other prayer in the priya. There's nothing in the priya. There's nothing there. And we're totally a non-entity. And the power of Kodesh Baruch Hu is so beyond us that the little bit that the mind is able to grasp that concept creates a phenomenal amount of awe. And that's malchus. That's the Kabbalah's malchus is the world of distance. It's the world of understanding how much we are not visiting the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And immediately after, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Malchus, Yesh V'Hafetz Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha V'Chol Nafshecha V'Chol Midecha. It's been Sevav. So we see that cycle again. That from the world of Yira, you go to the world of Avim. In the Dinah Shemus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so the Shem Elokeim is used to represent the need of Din, the need of that the Kodesh Baruch Hu acts as the one who controls the world. He's the Hakif Balazel, as well as Kodesh Kula, the king. And the Shem Havaya is the need of Chesed, the need of Avah, etc. We come to the Ganesh Manasseh, and we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kena Mokeh, Kena Mokeh, Kavama Mokeh, Yisra Mokeh, Yah. The places in Baruch Atah, the man, places in Kashmir. There's a member over there in the Morse that Rav says that we have a rule, whenever Baruch is said, a Baruch which doesn't have Shem Malchus is not a valid Baruch. So if you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you don't say Melech HaVivam, it's not a valid Baruch. Baruch must contain the Shem Malchus. The place it says, what Rosh Manasseh? Shmoneh doesn't say Melech Olam. It says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokeinu Hashem. Doesn't say Melech Olam. This is just two truths. This is one tarot is because Shmoneh, which is Iker function, is for Bakasha, doesn't need Malchus, as opposed to Baruch of Shevach, Rikos and the Hen and something like that must contain Malchus. So the second Teretz is the Elokei Avraham is Malchus. Elokei Avraham is Malchus. What does Teretz mean that Elokei Avraham is Malchus? A person would walk in and see Avraham Avinu. Person would walk into the tent of Avraham Avinu and he sees Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu lived with a total awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every move that he made expressed his lowering himself in front of his Creator. And he's from Shuvah to his Creator. He's an Eved. Avraham is called Eved. The greatest title which a human being can aspire to is Eved. Moshe Avdi Meis. Right? The first thing it says, say for Yeshua, the first part of the conversation comes to Yeshua, it says Moshe Avdi Meis. Right? It says, Yaakov Avinu was called to Altira Avdi Yaakov. It's, well, one after the other, the Dovid Melech is called Dovid Avdi. The greatest shame, the greatest tzevach that a human being can have is he's an Eved. He's an Eved of his world. He walked in and he saw Avraham Avinu. He saw an Eved. He saw a human being which is totally subservient to his Creator. Oh, there's an Eved, there's a Melech. If there's an Eved, there's a Master. A human being which saw Avraham saw the Master of the world. He saw Malchus. So, Tosafot says, when a person says Elokei Avraham, when a person says Bonin, what Elokei Avraham means, Elokei Avraham means he was the master of Avraham. He was the melech of Avraham. A person put, he's, Avraham made a Kodesh Baruch Hu his Adam. The first person of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adam, was Avraham. He called, Avraham called Kodesh Baruch Hu the master of the world. Which means he didn't say it. His being expressed that concept. She comes from an Esther. And you say a person is the master of the world. You say it by saying Elokei Avraham. That's in the Gemara in Brachos also, the Gemara in Daffy Dalad. And the Gemara says that a person wants to be the Tavol of Malchus Shemayim Shleima. He wants to be the Tavol of true Malchus Shemayim. So what should he do is you get up. Wash his hands in the more sense, put on tefillin, say Kriya Shema, and daven Shemoneh Esrei. So clearly the more says that daven Shemoneh Esrei is a chelek of Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. Put tefillin, the more says tefillin is the ois of the melech on the person. Kriya Shema, we know, is Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. And Shemoneh Esrei is Malchus Shemayim. And the first thing he says to an essay is, okay, Avraham was Tosafot said, that's Malchus. This one Tosafot said, that's Malchus. Avraham is the meat of Chesed. We look at Avraham, we say, neither Avraham is the meat of Ava, Chesed, etc. That's what Avraham represents to us. So how does Avraham represent to the world of Malchus? I think what's the result of this thought process is, the greatest Chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu did is to allow us to serve him. And the person's opportunity to come and stand in front of his Creator and serve him and get rewards for that. The Russian created the world to give us schar. We get schar because we serve. So the biggest chesed which exists in the Bria is the opportunity of being to stand and be an Eved to the Melech. Is to recognize the Malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is to have that Yiras Shemayim. That's the biggest test that the Baruch Hu created in the world. A person is misbein and that Kabbalah is the test that the Baruch Hu created, so he has Kabbalah the Am of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he gave him an opportunity to be a Yoreh. So the biggest Avva that we have with Kodesh Baruch Hu is the fact that we have an opportunity to be a Yoreh to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And for a human being has an opportunity to be a Yoreh. And he has an opportunity to be an Eved. Meaning has an opportunity to be in the Kabbalah Malchus. Meaning has an opportunity to recognize the distance that he has and serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu therefore. Tonight's the Shkodesh Elul. It's Aleph Elul. person has front end days, he says, come to Rosh Hashanah, the Tchilas Hashanah, Tchilas Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are you Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You make yourself an Eved. That's your Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech. You can't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech. You can make yourself an Eved. Melech will be an Eved. So, we picture Rosh Hashanah, the person's going to come to that total awareness of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how lowly he is and how limited he is and how nothing he is and how much he has from Shabbos on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be this totally somber day. Totally overwhelming the past of the day. The person should almost can't open his mouth. We send Rosh Hashanah and we sing and we eat a suda and we're the simcha. He says it in Hima Ustam. But the song and the simcha has to be the song of the simcha that of the opportunity being an eved to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because that is the biggest chesed one should make. So I'm a kabbal malchus, the simcha, because that's the biggest chesed one should ever create in the bria was the opportunity to be able to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a person deheres that, he really deheres that is the greatest thing that a human being can aspire to. And it's the biggest chesed from a creative human being is to be able to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just don't waste your time. You know, there's some limited enough of time to capitalize on that opportunity. So a person says, okay, so now that is my time, that is the greatest chesed. That is, what am I going to do with this? Ben Gernot, the sefer called the Geras HaTshuva, or the Geras called the Geras HaTshuva, which the Rosh, in the Kosama Rosh, says that one of his Kabbalahs was that during the Teres Metshuva he would read the Geras HaTshuva from the Ben Yom. The Rosh, in the Kosama Rosh, says that during the Teres Metshuva you should read the Geras HaTshuva from the Ben Yom. So the Ben Yom starts with this. Pasuk, actually, from the that's the first thing he says. He starts with the quote of Pasuk. He quotes the second Pasuk, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, which we say during Hakdamah to sleepers. Who cannot fear you, Kadosh Baruch Hu? And Pasuk in Tehillos, he quotes Sethavar Kal Nishma, Sethavar King Yiro, Mrs. Ovshim Mark, he's at Kalab. The safe dollar, the bottom line, the end of the day, Yir Shemayim, Shemir Zemiz, he's at Kalab. Yir Sethavar Kalab, Yishtav of Shemayim Gohad, Yisrael Torah, Yir Sethavar Kalab, Yisrael Torah, is Yisrael of the whole Torah. Makar Kal Nitzvus, Vazoris, Rahmus Torah. Shemar, Yir Sethavar Makar Chayim, lost in the so a person has Yirish Hashem, he has a source of life to keep him away from the potential mistakes which bring to death. It's the makor of everything. It's the set of terror, it's makor kol ha-mitzvos. It's a very proper mitzvah, it's a protection of a wall around us. It's a fortress. Niskava g'dalom b'tzura ad-shamayim. Person has to have Yir Shemayim the whole day. From Shemar, ki in the Yiras Hashem kol ayor. The Yizach Hashem Shemesh a Yira alay anefesh. The light of Yira should enlighten a human being. Is his depths of his soul, while kalmat now all of his subconscious. Nimshal b'yom v'la'ad b'yom. He should constantly think about it. He's saying, as over you said anefesh. He makes a pasuk to support that. And he says, Yishmai mevorach lo'ela melo melam. Russian should be praised. Asher borach kol yisir la'avah b'fonam. Russian created the world to be able to serve him. Shem kol niko v'shmai l'chwayda borach. Russian created the world to cover the Russia. That's the whole world. V'alom v'chelet v'nachav v'avad yisrael yosim v'kol agoyet v'kol v'shenus. So I'm an Eved, I have to make the main function of life is to serve my master. If you make your main function and focus on life, yourself, you're not Eved. ein Zekim Royal Lavover, the Chesus of Arasaba, he's doing a bad job. Says on a Fiyam Lashes, Ikam Lachtenu, Hatara, Mitzvah, Yerushalayim, and Lashentay. That is the eager focus of the human being in life. The person who makes his ikar avoda, his Torah, and his malachah, so his tefela, it becomes he himself as an ikar. He has a status in olam haba. The person doesn't. The person wants to metabol almost for shemayim. The point is not just do the job. You know, the point is it's a decision. Why am I here? What is my goal in life? Where am I going? What's important in life? The issue here isn't hours. The person might have a situation where he works for 8 hours, 10 hours, and he does his other things, learning, etc., in less time. But what's the eater and what's the tough? What's a person's focus in life, and what's the things that he must do in order to be able to function? A person wouldn't say, and maybe somebody would say, right, that his ikar in life is eating. That you have to eat to be able to function. But nobody comes along and says, you know, my ikar in life is to eat. Nobody. Normally functioning human beings hopefully don't say that, right? The same thing to the world of malacha. Malacha is important, and I need to do it, and because I'll talk about the mile of malacha, and a person who does malacha, he's taking care of his family, and is stuck involved in it, and I see some of the age, and the person is on the farmer's corner with an Ebeisle. So the person does it for that purpose, that's why it's right there, but it's Hashem. But the person says, you're a Russian, I'm a good Jew, I get up every morning, and I daven, and I learn, and I bench, and now these 8 hours, 10 hours, they're mine. It's my time. I want to do what I want to do with it. He doesn't understand. Hashem gave him the biggest opportunity in the world is to serve him. What are you missing? You're missing it. You're missing the point. Hashem says, I created a human being and I allowed him to stand in front of me. Hashem, I allowed you to stand in front of me to serve me. That's what life is about. That's what the Russian created the world for. That's what he created you for. That's what you're supposed to do with your time. I was talking to a Balabas, a person with Taichim. He said, so he has to go to a Simcha, and then he got to get a time to work. He had a missed chakras tomorrow morning. So Rosh Chodesh Elul, I'm missing chakras, the tzibur. Says, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of my job takes me away from my daven. He says, that's not what I want to do with my life. I don't want to do my life, and my life is my job, and you know, I gotta kill my daven. Yeah. I says, I'm tired of it. My life, my job is so busy that I have to remind myself of daven mincha. I don't want to remind myself of daven mincha. I want to daven mincha because mincha is most important. Mincha is kabbali. But my job is so overwhelming. I got to remind myself of mincha. I'm sick and tired of it. That's something I want to do in my life. He talked to what and asked the Shiloh about it on the Bible. You know, should he stop his job and go sit in the room? He said, no, you have to stay. You have to continue with it. That's the right thing to do with the rest. But his thought process is, you know, I'd rather not be here. I would like to be sitting in his letter. So the person says he must do that. He has to do it. And base matters. Doing mitzvahs, davening, chesed. So the person who says, so this person is doing it because that's the right thing to do. It's right there, Avodah Hashem. So good, it's not exactly what you like to do. So, you know, you put you into the army. You're an avid, you put into the army. Some guys go into the infantry and say, I want to be in the Air Force. That's very nice. Well, we put you in the army, not in the Air Force. Well, I don't like that. That's very nice, but that's what it means being a soldier. A soldier does what he's told to do. That's part of obvious. But right, it's a vital. The person lives with that awareness that this is what he's supposed to do. The person, he's been zoned in front of one of an evasive. He's stuck in b'chol eis. A person goes to college. So what is your goal in going to college? Why are you doing it? Because I need a parnasa. Why do you need a parnasa? The Rashi couldn't create a way to give you a parnasa without one. Because there's a bit of effort to take care of you. You are a responsible person. You're taking care. So part of that responsibility is getting that with you. That's it. There's no other hetzer. Well, I got to take care of myself. The person says, I don't think it's supposed to take care of yourself. It's a little to serve me. That's what you're here for. As much as you understand that part of the service of Hashem Baruch Hu is taking care of yourself, that's a valid reason. Because otherwise you're making Malachi Iker and Sarasa fail. You're missing the point. It says, you're missing what it means Rosh Hashanah. You're missing what it means, I'll tell you from Rosh Hashanah, like a Shoel anymore. King Le'ira. I want one thing from you. I want you to serve me. I want you to understand what it means, a creator and a creation. And you're just a creation. I'm the creator and you're just a creation. You don't exist without me. You are nothing. And I gave you life and I gave you the most wonderful opportunity this very Yisrael of Afeel that I'm as Lashem. The Chosu Deya that should stand in front of the Kel Tomin Deyas and be able to say to him Baruch Atah and talk to him in first person and talk to the Baruch in first person Baruch Atah. So the aunt comes up to me and says, hey, great Reingold, you know, excuse me, allow your life, I'm not really interested in praises from ants. I don't have, right? A person doesn't need to get an ego boost from us. He says, but he gave him an opportunity. I'm letting you stand. I'm letting you come to davening. I'm letting you talk to me. I'm letting you do a mitzvah. I'm letting you do a mitzvah. It's a chesed. The third question is that every mitzvah which comes to a person's way is a deriv from a kodesh baruch hu. He mentions it says by Stoffer. There's another Zohar says, every mitzvah is a derer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything to do mitzvah is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't blow it. That's the hasloga. If a person can go to towards the Vedas Hashem, understanding that opportunity, so then there's Yira, then there's Ava, and then there's Vedas, and then there's HaKadosh Yishmo, and Mr. Something. You get everything. It's automatic. I'm asking you one thing. Understand the relationship. Understand where you stand and where I stand. That understanding of that relationship, and I gave you that opportunity to do something with it. Everything's come automatically. I just ask you that one. And the soul of Rosh Hashanah is that one thing. That's the world of mountains. A person has a month to prepare. How do you prepare? You have a month to prepare. So a goal, but now the Shuri says, well, just one place, it's very simple. You say Shema twice a day, you become Olam HaShemayim, so you might as well work and then become Olam HaShemayim properly for a month. You become Olam HaShemayim, and you come to Shem, you grab the Mekab Olam HaShemayim to the Madrega of Rosh Hashanah. He says, so how, what is true? There's the Baal Musa's way to become Olam HaShemayim, and there's the Truma way to become Olam HaShemayim with his blessing. The third way to come over Shemayim is you get up there and you sing and scream, Shah! Right? And you supposed to go into Kirshan Eish, and you pitch your Kirshan Eish, and you're pointing to Kirshan Eish. You're ready to go, I'll finish the Shem into Kirshan Eish. So Al Musa says, Kirshan Eish basically. I'm not going to Kirshan Eish tomorrow. Hopefully not. He says, but there's versions of Melech, which means what he says, I got to listen to. Whether I want it or not. Well, the version says, for argument's sake, the Russian says, you have to want things to be bad, but the Russian says you're supposed to learn during the day. There's a bit of a unless there's any sort of mitzvah. So, let's say for an argument's sake, the Russian says you should learn during the Seder. You want to argue with that again, but the Russian says, good. So from 9:15 till 12, you're supposed to not waste any moment. I can't do that. I want to know the Kishon Eish because it's Baruch Hu's Malchus. But I should learn for 2.5 hours because the Russian's the Malchus. That I'm interested in. Because it's very easy to die on Kiddush Hashem, but the little Kiddush Hashem is much more difficult. He says, now, for the person who's about says, you want to be honest, he's honest with himself. He says, Kavod HaMalach HaShemayim, Hashem Echad, he's Mekabel, he's learned straight for 30 minutes during the Seder without the Hesh. He's Mekabel HaMalach HaShemayim. He's true to Mekabel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and that I'm a shuvah, whether I like it or not, I'm going to serve him what he wants me to do, which is to sit and learn without a hefzer. Correct him up. And maybe that time we'll come up with is we can handle 30 minutes. Maybe 15 minutes. I don't know. I hope it's not 15 minutes. I hope it's more than 15 minutes, right? But he's honest with himself. But that's a true Kabbalah from Achlo Shema. And then hopefully he'll be honest with himself. And hopefully at some point in time he can move on to the next step. I'm kind of when you stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shema Esrei, you're supposed to be in the Chavan that you're standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chaim Brister postulates that Kavana that you're standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shema Esrei is Ma'akev. You're not getting to the midst of Davening Shema Esrei unless you are aware that you're standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a Ma'akev Shema. Well, most of us, our mind wanders during Shema Esrei. So I'm a Kabbal that I'm going to focus during Shema Esrei. That's Kabbalah's Oma Kushimayim. So he says, have a thought. Instead of picturing the kitchen age, he's going to picture that he's going to, in 2 minutes from now when he gets to Shemoneh Esrei, or 3 minutes from now when he gets to Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to pocket stand there thinking that he's standing talking to his Creator. That's not the way of the Kabbalah Oma Kushimayim. That's the Baal Musa way of the Kabbalah. Not, that's not the firm way, because the firm way you get to scream real loud, Hashem Echad, thinking that you're going into the kitchen age. That was a Baal Musa art. So for a month, a person takes it, where are my areas that I'm challenged with? Here's what I want to work on. I'm motivated to work on. I would like to change that. I would like to dominate when I said the Kavana. I'm not asking for something that you're not interested in doing. I would like to learn the Hashemada. I find it difficult. I would like to be nice to the guy next to me. The person says, be nice to him. He's a Yisrael. And he's a Kavana. I happen to get, I got to find him a little bit difficult. He has a rough edge. So I'm a Makabal, Omach Hashemayim, to be nice to the guy next to me, truly nice to him. Whatever my area that I'm challenged with, one area, I'm a Kabbal, all Malchus Shemayim. You're working on that for a month. If I'm the Rosh Hashanah, maybe you're ready to do for some level of a Kabbalah to Malchus Shemayim. And the person to hear is that opportunity is a phenomenal opportunity. It's a wonderful thing. He does it to Simcha. He's in the Kabbal, all Malchus Shemayim, to Simcha. The Rizal says that all of the Giluyim which he was able to, and all of it was because of his kayati makabal omach hashemayim b'simcha. And when you think about it, it's not such a hard thing to be makabal omach hashemayim b'simcha. If you think about what it means, the opportunity to serve. I was going to be able to stand in front of a person, the Creator, and the Ivis. So, if our goal, you know what our goal is, our target, we'll try. Maybe the first time we're not going to be successful. The second time we won't be successful either. But we know what the target is. And that target is something which we're willing to commit ourselves to really work on because we're motivated and we think that we understand it's important. And we want to be accomplished more. Baruch Hashem, the Russian gives us in Tiyat HaShemai during Elul. People want to grow. I always notice there's more people who stay for the Shmuz during Elul than through the rest of the year. Right? Why? Because A, they don't know that you can leave. But B, couldn't tell them. So we have that ruach. Let's talk to use that ruach and pick ourselves up and say, look, we want to change, we want to grow, we want to talk to keep our focus on what's important in life, what the real goal in life is, where we want to go. And Zez Hashem will be Zez to be successful in that, come to a Rosh Hashanah in the Kabbalah Omach Hashemayim Shlem.